Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer, of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, a very busy final week of voting for the 2011 year in Harrisburg. And one of the most important things that went down was a final vote on that reapportionment bill. What happened here?
Well, that's something that we've been working on for a while. The state legislature has the responsibility to draw the congressional lines. And obviously, with our population, we had to go from 19 congressmen to 18 in Pennsylvania. So we had to eliminate a seat. And this week, we did come forward with a final reapportionment redistricting plan. It was approved by the Senate last week and finally approved by the House this week and now moves on to the governor's desk for his signature. So those districts will be in place for the upcoming 2012 elections.
There were also some very specific pieces of legislation that needed to be finished up before the end of the year, and one of those included doing something about Megan's Law. I understand that we needed to come into compliance with some new federal regulations. What's going on here?
This is also an issue that is very important and needed to be done before the end of the year to close some of the loopholes in the state's Megan's Law. And I'm glad we've been able to pass it. It is patterned after the Adam Walsh Child Protection and Safety Act. That's a federal law that was developed to ensure that every state has the same set of comprehensive standards and really to strengthen the nationwide network of sex offender registration and notification programs. It will make some very important upgrades to Pennsylvania's Megan's Law, specifically requiring all out-of-state sex offenders who relocate to Pennsylvania to register their change of address, place of employment, any school attendance with the state police. Will also require homeless sex offenders to register as transients every 30 days with the Pennsylvania State Police, and they must also be photographed. So it's very important upgrades to this law, and I'm glad that we've been able to get that passed.
Also, there was a final vote on some important legislation that will deal with impact fees for Marcellus shale drilling. What happened here?
Well, the Marcellus shale drilling issue is one that continues to be dealt with. You know, earlier in the year, the Senate had passed a comprehensive Marcellus shale bill. The House has also passed a separate piece of legislation. There are significant differences between the two bills, but also much that's the same. So we're trying to reconcile those differences and come forward with a compromise piece of legislation. Last week, the Senate sent the House bill back to the House of Representatives, and this week we non-concurred in what they had put in the bill, so that essentially we're setting up a scenario where this bill will go to a conference committee, which is the committee that will work on a comprehensive final compromise bill, and in turn could go to both chambers for an up or down vote. So hopefully we'll be able to come forward with a comprehensive piece of legislation after the first of the year.
And last but not least, there's some new legislation that's coming online to make the roads safer for teenage drivers in Pennsylvania. When will this become law?
Well, this is Act 81 of 2011. It's called the Lacey's Law, and really it's an update to the teen driver laws in Pennsylvania, and it will take effect next week on December 27th. The law makes several changes that affect teen drivers. It will require everyone under the age of 18 in a vehicle to be properly buckled up, whether that's in a seatbelt or a child safety or a booster seat. Will also make it a primary offense, so any law enforcement officer may pull over a driver if he sees someone under the age of 18 is not securely fastened. Will also require the number of hours to increase for behind-the-wheel training for those with learner's permits. It will raise that hour limit from 50 to 65, and will also stipulate that 10 of those hours must be at night and 5 must be logged during inclement weather. The third component of the law sets restrictions on the number of passengers in a vehicle driven by a teen driver. In the first 6 months of being licensed, a teen may only carry one non-family passenger who is younger than 18. After the first 6 months and until the junior driver turns 18, a limit of 3 non-family passengers under 18 is permitted. So I think these are important changes. I think that they'll go a long way toward ensuring the safety of our teen drivers and passengers. And I'm glad that the bill is going to be taking effect very soon.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.